Fleet viewers, welcome to another heartwarming episode of Good People, Good Works. This week, we're delighted to feature two noble-minded five-year-old boys from the United States who selflessly donated their money to better the lives of others. In October 2010, the Station House Tools and Fire Trucks of the Sissonville Volunteer Fire Department in West Virginia, USA, were destroyed in a fire, and people from the community soon gathered their strength to help rebuild the station.
As a result of that fire, we had to move into temporary quarters to continue operations. And the owner of this business was kind enough to allow us to use two of his service bays to continue our operations. We cover a fire response district of 125 square miles. We cover three elementary schools, one middle school, and a high school, and approximately 150 to 160 businesses. Even though we had the fire, we've never missed a call. Our firemen have, we've been able to answer the call. We're currently using loaner trucks. We're in the rebuilding process right now. We're, you know, like the mythical phoenix, we're going to rise from the ashes. We're going to build back, hopefully even better than we were before.
Amidst the dust and debris of the collapsed building, a pair of little hands offered a small piggy bank to one of the fire department's firefighters and board members, Mr. Thomas Miller. The bank held about 46 U.S. dollars, the life savings of Joshua Schaefer, a five-year-old boy who was determined to do all he could to help his respected firefighting heroes.
Well, I got a phone call from a school teacher who said she had a five-year-old boy who had saw our story on the television and was absolutely adamant about making a donation. We thought, you know, here's a five-year-old kid, you know, he needs to keep his money, just, we're doing this. Well, a couple days later, I get a phone call from a radio station that he was offended that we hadn't taken him up on his offer. So I, through the local radio station, I got in touch with his grandmother, who's a wonderful lady. And she tells me that all Joshua had spoken about was he wanted to help out.
He watched the news. He saw that it had burnt down. And one day we drove by the town, and he saw the firehouse was burnt. It was still in rumbles. And he wanted to help. And he wanted to give them some money, thinking that would help them.
He said, "We got help." He said, "We'll give him my piggy bank." And then he come and told us. And then after that, he started grabbing everybody's change and laying around and started throwing it in the piggy bank. And then we brought it out here to him and gave it to him.
The remarkable Joshua has always wanted to be a fireman.
Why are you dressed up like a firefighter?
Because next week I want to be one.
Well, why do you want to be a firefighter?
Because I want to help people.
Hearing about Joshua's altruistic ideal and noble contribution for the betterment of others, Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed $20,000 toward Joshua's cause. The funds were presented to the fire chief, Mr. Thomas Johnson. Joshua and his grandmother later wrote a letter to one of our association members that included a heartfelt message to Supreme Master Ching Hai, thanking her for taking them a huge step closer to achieving their dream. Here is an excerpt from the letter.
"I would like to thank you and your crew for the interest you took in Joshua's story about the fire station. He truly wants to help them rebuild the firehouse. After watching the YouTube video, he was determined that his money would help them. He didn't hesitate to give them his piggy bank full of change. He has always been a very kind and caring little boy. He is still saving his money for the fire department. He is determined that he can do it. Thanks to the Supreme Master Ching Hai for helping him to do this. Thanks for the knowledge you have given us to pass on to him. Our children are what we live for. Your kindness has touched our hearts. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, Patty Brannon, and Joshua."
In a thank you letter to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her donation, Chief Johnson wrote, "Joshua is a special young man who has been an inspiration to many during a dark time."
I think a lot of people could learn from that little boy. I think he was an inspiration to us to see this little boy, you know, who didn't want a toy. He didn't want a He didn't want to thank you. He just wanted to give to someone else.
Next, we're going to meet an amazing boy who made an unexpected birthday wish that brought happiness to many other people. Do you remember your last birthday wishes or what presents you got from your family and friends? Malnus Knudsen's fifth birthday turned from a joyous day of receiving into a celebration of maturity and heartfelt compassion when he decided to donate all his birthday money to support a charity that helps children in need. The idea first came to young Malnus when he and his dad visited a charitable facility near the Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center in Ohio, USA. The facility provides a place to stay for families whose critically ill children are receiving treatment at the center.
24 hours before a child is admitted over to Cincinnati Children's, the parents can call and request a room. If one is available, we'll place them right away. If not, we'll put them on our wait list and call them as soon as a room is available. Families travel from all over the world to stay here in Cincinnati and seek the top-notch docs over at Cincinnati Children's. Mm-hmm. We have had families travel from South Africa, from New Zealand. We have a family from Iraq staying here in the house right now.
Thoughtful Malnus wanted to do something to comfort the children and their worried families.
I thought I could donate some of my old toys, but after asking them, they said they only could handle new toys. But then I thought, me and my dad thought, I could donate some of my toys for my upcoming birthday. But then we told my friends to make a small donation of $5 or $10.
Malnus's surprise birthday wish generated an enthusiastic response from his friends and family. At the end of the day, the caring boy had collected a total of $288, which he gave to the charity.
We are especially touched when someone like Malnus, at the age of 5, instead of getting his own birthday presents, chooses to help our children living here at the house. And there is honestly nothing more touching than that.
This kind gesture is just one of the many praiseworthy deeds of Malnus, who has always been a blessing to his family and community.
Malnus is a sweet, loving, adorable child. He is an awesome big brother. And he's an angel to his mommy. Malnus volunteers for Cincinnati's Adopt-a-Spot program, where he patrols our street for litter, and he also helps our senior citizens on our street take in their recycling bins and rake their leaves and shovel their snow in the winter. He does this not for a few pennies that they give him, but just because he's a good kid. And one of the benefits is that some of the pennies that he gets, he donates to Pennies for Pencils, which helps children in impoverished nations be able to have pencils to study and do their homework.
Touched by his giving spirit and thoughtful concern for others, Supreme Master Ching Hai provided $3,000 to chip in with Malnus' donation to the housing facility.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. It's nice to know that they have someone that loves them.
With this $3,000, a room will be adopted here for a year in honor of you. So once I get the plaque ordered, you and your dad will have to come back. And the plaque will say, "This room generously adopted by Supreme Master Ching Hai in honor of Malnus Knudsen." And every family who lives in that room will think of you and what you did to help our families. We are very appreciative for this gift, and it will help us care for a lot of families this coming year. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
No one was more excited to have received a thank you note from the first kid who stayed in the Supreme Master Ching Hai room than Malnus. He was really happy that he could make a difference in another kid's life. The note was from a girl named Morgan.
My name is Morgan Seeley, and I am 14 years old. This September, I found out that I would not be attending my first year of high school in upstate New York because I needed a bone marrow transplant. My mother and I made the 9-hour trip to Cincinnati and had nowhere to stay when we arrived. We paid for a hotel room, but they can be expensive. The next night, the house gave us a room. We now have a nice place to stay, and it is close to the hospitals. Thank you for helping families like mine when we need a place to stay and are going through a rough patch. Morgan.
To the good-hearted Malnus, it was the best possible birthday gift he could ever receive. The housing facility also later sent a thank you letter to Supreme Master Ching Hai, the following of which is an excerpt.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank you so much for your generous gift of $3,000 in honor of a very inspirational and selfless little boy, Malnus Knutson. Your gift in support of our Adopt-A-Room program will help us provide families living in your adopted room the love and support they need. Happy Holidays, Jennifer L. Gooden, Executive Director. Jill Miller, Developmental Director.
Malnus Knutson and Joshua Schaefer, children like you are the leaders of today and tomorrow. It is very heartening to see that the values of sharing and caring are deep in your hearts, and surely you both will help many more people as you grow up. Affectionate viewers, we appreciated your blessed company today on Good People, Good Works. Coming up next is The World Around Us, after Noteworthy News. May our future be shaped by virtue and compassion.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.